Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Mary Ebert with the Guthrie County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office here in Guthrie Center. We're going to be talking about May and June events. There's a lot coming up, so you're going to want to pay close attention to this interview. So, Mary, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, a couple things that wrapped up. You had some farm safety days recently with some of the kids. Kind of talk about how those went.
Yeah, we just finished with Farm Safety Day. In between the 2 days, we had about 200 third graders from Guthrie County attend. We had five different workshops that they went through. The kids had a lot of fun. The teachers were engaged, so everyone had a good time, and hopefully they learned a lot about farm safety.
An event that's going to be coming up, a pretty big event. We're always looking to hire the most qualified candidates for jobs around the county, and you're going to help out with that with a resume workshop. Kind of talk about that event.
So Iowa Works has volunteered graciously to come into our extension office and host a workshop about what it will take to build a better resume and how that's going to make you look better for any employer you're interviewing with. It'll be in the afternoon on May 15th from about 1:30 to 4, and we would like to have everyone pre-register because the goal is that everyone can come in and we'll have laptops set up, and it will teach you how to set up an account with Iowa Jobs, and then we'll go through what a good resume would look like.
And is there a specific date that people should register by?
I would say if they call in by the day before, that way we'll make sure that we have enough computers. So May 14th.
All right, fantastic. And any other events going on here this month in May that you want the listening public to be aware of?
The other big one that we have coming up is also the same day. It's May 15th, and it's our animal ID deadline for 4-H and FFA kids. So all the kids need to have their animals entered online in the computer by the end of the day on May 15th. If you have any questions with it, you can contact Molly or one of us at the office can help you with it.
All right, fantastic. So that is May, but we all know that in Guthrie Center, June is the month to be in town. So if you're thinking of moving to town for a job, I'd choose June because there's going to be a lot of stuff with Extension as well as a lot of other organizations. So tell us what's going on in June for Extension.
So June for us in Extension is going to be packed with a lot of different things as we gear up for the summer. We've got a few different day camps going on. The first one will be on June 1st, and it's called Insects, Bugs, Oh My, and that's for kindergarten through third graders, and that'll be out at Springbrook. The next one we have is a makerspace that works with STEM products. That's on June 14th, and that's for third through fifth grade, and that will be at the Panora Library. And then we also have another makerspace at the Panora Library on the 21st. Again, that's geared for third and fifth graders. We have two more camps at the end of June. One is June 28th, and that's protecting pollinators, and that will be out at Springbrook. That is geared for fourth grade and above. And then on the 29th, we have engineering in nature, and that's also geared for fourth grade and above. So if anybody's interested in signing up for the day camps, just call our office and we'll get you on the list. They typically fill up pretty quickly, so we encourage you to register early. And then another big thing that we have going on in June for our youth is Extension is partnering with New Opportunities and Guthrie Center Elementary to provide the Summer Food STEM Fun Lunch Program. And every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in June, we will have a STEM-based related program for 45 minutes and then a free lunch afterwards at the school for any kid who's under the age of 18. We've got a variety of different presenters coming. We'll start at 10:30 every morning, and then we'll be done by 11:15 in time for lunch. And then we've got a couple other workshops in June for the adults. On June 15th, which is a Friday, we're excited to be hosting a Women in Ag bus tour where we were one of the selected spots. We're the Southwest hub, and we'll be touring some different ag facilities, just getting on a bus that day and touring some of those and having lunch. And then on the 16th, we're tentatively planning a Preserve the Taste of Summer salsa workshop.
A lot of those great events on the list, a couple in particular, that egg bus tour. Maybe talk about that a little bit more. Do you have any farms or variety of different locations? You know those outlets yet, or still working on that?
So we're on the final stages of it, getting everything wrapped up, but we're tentatively planning on touring a cattle feedlot and a farm that also does aquaculture and hydroponics. And then we're also planning on visiting a vet clinic that's kind of up and coming with technology. So we don't want to say names just yet because, like I said, we're finalizing the final details, but that's tentatively what we're looking at. There'll be no cost for it, and everyone is welcome to attend.
Fantastic. And also those STEM programs and those free lunches, kind of similar. Can you share a couple of presenters that are going to be coming, or just the types of career fields that they are in?
Sure. So we have already booked Panora EMS. They will be bringing an ambulance over to show the kids. We're talking to the fire department right now. We're trying to get a date finalized with them. Sheriff's Department as well. We're hoping to get some programming from Springbrook to come in and do a presentation with us. And we also have Guthrie County Farm Bureau usually does a lot with Ag in the Classroom. They bring in the live animals. So we're open for a good variety, something different each day.
Absolutely fantastic. And another thing that's currently going on right now, actually, through the end of the month, is the food drive here for new opportunities. What kind of response have you had at about the halfway point, and what should people be aware of if they're still thinking of bringing stuff in?
So we have been very grateful for everything that people have brought in for the food drive. We're, like you said, we're about halfway through it. We've had a pretty good response so far, but we're hoping to ramp it up just a little bit more. We had heard this spring that the food bank always had a shortage this summer, so we knew that this was kind of our time that we wanted to target it. So any non-perishable food items would be great. And also for hygienic products, I know that they said toothbrushes and shampoo were two big things that people could always use.
All right, all great things. Mary, anything else from Extension that the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio or the kids in 4-H and FFA should be aware of?
Just that we're always here to help, so if you have any questions, feel free to call us, and we'll be sure to help you.
All right, fantastic. Once again, that's Mary Ebert from the Guthrie County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Mary, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.